Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right, so this past week, we got the announcement that Yoongi will be going on tour with a U.S. leg. So we're for sure going to talk all about it here on today's episode. But just to kind of share, like, as we're recording, it's Monday. But when this comes out, you guys will already know if you have tickets, or we'll know if we have tickets. Like, we don't even know if we have the pre-sale code yet. Right. Like, we applied for it, obviously, but it's still very up in the air. So we are preparing our ticket masters. We're doing everything we can to get ready for these ticket sales.
Oh, yeah. We are highly anticipating. Hopefully, you know, tomorrow we'll get our pre-sale codes. We're both expecting one. And, you know, then on Wednesday afternoon, we are hoping to purchase tickets for the May 6th concert. And we are just fingers crossed that we can make it happen.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to see him. You know,
me too. We will. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. We are highly anticipating and really, really excited. So good luck to those of you that are hoping to get tickets, or congrats if you did already get tickets.
Right.
We cannot wait to share this concert experience with you all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour for this spot episode to go ahead and talk about Suga's tour that's happening. We're going to talk about Jimin's face because we're getting a full album from Park Jimin.
Yes!
His first solo album.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're also going to touch on J-Hope's Jack in the Box documentary, along with his enlistment announcement, and also that we're getting a single from him on the streets.
Oh my gosh, cannot wait. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts. This month, we're doing an Iconic Hangout on March 13th, and we plan on playing BTS Jeopardy again.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we are going to do it over the Wings era.
Yes, so all of the Jeopardy will be about the Wings era, so study up.
Yeah, and come join the Iconic Hangout. It is going to be a blast.
Yes. Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support truly helps us to improve the quality of this content, and we want to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, so any type of support you have to offer is super appreciated.
Yeah, thank you guys. So this month is Women's History Month, the month of March. And also March 8th is International Women's History Day. That day, actually commemorates a tragedy that happened in New York where over 100 women died in a textile factory fire. And it was because of inhumane working conditions mm-hmm. that they were subjected to. So ever since then, there's always been this push to not only make sure that women have better rights and better care in the workplace, but also, of course, outside of the workplace. This month, we really want to support a company instead of a specific charity because we found it and we think it's really cool. So this is called Trades of Hope, and it is a great company that connects consumers directly with women artisans all over the world. Just because of the history of International Women's Day, we thought, what better to support, or what a better way to support women this month than support women who are, working for their own livelihood and creating beautiful works of art to do so. So Trades of Hope sells fair trade jewelry and ethical fashion from women artisans, and 100% of the proceeds go directly to the artisans. Each woman that are partnering with them also receives social and community support, and this is through the causes that Trades of Hope supports. So when you go to the website, for example, you can purchase items that specifically support, for example, ending child marriage or helping women escape abusive and unsafe environments. There's also ones for helping mothers keep their babies out of orphanages, and just so many more women and girl-centric causes that you can specifically say, wow, this is a cause that's near and dear to my heart. Let me see what I can, do to support that while also supporting the artisans who are making that. So it's a really great program that they have going on there. And I just think that it's a great company and a wonderful way to support women this month.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic website. I love how it's kind of broken up. Kayla, you were showing it to me where you can buy or purchase by country or just by the fashion in general,
right.
Or, so whatever you're looking for, you can find there, and it's easily accessible on this website. So it's a really, really great website. I think Trades of Hope, it's fantastic to support these women yeah. and what they create.
Yeah. What's really cool is on the website, you can go and click on their impact page, and you can actually see all of the women and get to know who they are supporting and who you're purchasing these fashion items or jewelry items from. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. So you can go to tradesofhope.com, click on the impact page, or of course, click on the causes page or the countries pages to kind of shop around and see if you'd like to purchase anything. Of course, support women this month.
Yes.
Women History Month.
Yeah, Women's History Month. Yeah. Great.
Okay, thanks, Iconics.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and kick this off with Suga's solo tour.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
and yes!
Actually, it's Suga Auguste solo tour, so we can kind of speculate that there's going to be a blend of Auguste and Suga music for this.
Yeah.
Let's hope. So the tour was announced really randomly, unexpectedly, on February 14th, which was actually Valentine's Day, and Yoongi was live on Weverse when the tour was announced. So I can't stand this man. I can't stand him. He came on Weverse Live knowing that this was going to be announced and
right.
was so excited to just kind of see ARMY's reaction live and be with ARMY live while it happened.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, wonderful, fantastic
amazing
idea that he did that. But
yeah.
also, I hate him. So in the end of April through the middle of May, he's going to be in the U.S. and Belmont Park, Newark, Rosemont, Los Angeles, and Oakland. And then he's going to do his Asian leg where he's going to be in Jakarta, Bangkok, and Singapore. Then he's going to do Seoul. But the Japan dates haven't been released yet.
Mm-hmm.
It says to be updated. So pretty exciting. We're planning on going to Rosemont. We're trying for May
6th.
May 6th.
Yeah, Saturday. For sure, super excited to try to get tickets for that showing, and I was just really excited to see that he was going on tour at all. I could not believe it. I was like, is this real? No way this is real.
No.
Yeah, but it was.
I sent you the schedule. I was in the bathroom at work. And I was like screenshotting all of it, like frantically texting you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, August detour.
Yeah. I have no idea which class period of the day we were in at that point. Yeah. But I just remember like texting you like, oh my God, no way.
It was morning. It had to have been between like
I think it's like third hour or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could not believe it. And I just love that he just posts it to Instagram, like no caption, just here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dates. Mm. And actually the announcement or the, like the schedule where you can see all the different cities, it's kind of hard to read. Yeah. It's a little cryptic. Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree. It is difficult to read. It also, it gives me very much like Burn It vibes, you know, with mm-hmm. how this looks, the aesthetic of it. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for like the fact that it is a Suga August-y tour. I'm ready for the, you know, August D-Mix. I'm ready for Give It To Me. I'm ready for him to come out and start the concert with Give It To Me.
I need Give It To Me. And Deshwata. You know he's going to be performing Deshwata. But right. Give It To Me, I really particularly am looking forward to that because we've never had a live performance of it.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Stop. Can you believe? Okay.
You know he's going to. He has to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm really pumped.
I'm really pumped too.
Yeah. I really would love to hear 28 from him, from his D2 album, because that weekend that we're trying to see him is the weekend right before my 28th birthday. So I just think that it would like, it would be
so fitting,
super meaningful to have that from him. So I hope that that one's in the set list too.
What a gift. That'd be the perfect birthday gift.
Seriously. Yeah.
Like I just listened to 28 on my birthday. Can you imagine seeing him live for your 28th?
No, like I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to see Shadow. I hope he performs Shadow for sure. I feel like that's pretty plausible that that could happen because he hasn't been able to perform it in front of a live audience. We got it for the Map of the Soul On concert, but that was during 2020.
Right.
So unfortunately didn't get to see it live.
Yeah. I think that he'll definitely put Shadow in this set list. Like that is such an iconic song of his, I feel. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean,
that flipped a switch in me for him.
Yeah. I mean that, like the end of Shadow where he gets all crazy and chaotic with it. That is so fucking good. I need that live.
Yeah.
I need to see him go crazy, but like berserk on stage during it. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping or thinking that maybe just kind of how J-Hope did Dynamite, the tropical remix in his Hobie Palooza set list. I wonder how he's going to work in, you know, like maybe some of his rap verses from previous BTS songs. Like maybe he'll do a medley of some
that
of his verses.
That would be so cool if he did a medley of his verses. I don't know how likely that is, but like, I think that's a really neat idea for him to be able to bring BTS's music into the concert.
I'm thinking like, what if he takes his Cypher part one verse and then his Cypher part two verse, you know, like who's to say, you know, or what if we get an outro tier verse that goes into an UG? Like just, I feel like with Yoongi's mind, like the opportunities, the options are limitless, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm also kind of hoping for a little bit of choreo. Like, I don't know. Like, we got a little bit of choreo with Seesaw. Mm-hmm. Potentially some choreo for, like, a D2 song. Like, I don't know. Maybe he performs People and there's a little bit of choreo to People. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
I also really hope that he performs Strange. But that's one of those songs I'm a little unsure that he will do it because RM features on it.
Right.
Yeah. And I do not expect RM to be like, I don't know, unplanned
make an appearance. Right. Yeah. I know. I mean, I thought about maybe if he like pre-recorded and showed RM like on the screen or something, like that could be an option for sure. I would love to hear Strange though. Like such a good song. Choreo though. I just think about Make It Right at New Year's Eve and Yoongi's hip rolls. Like, I want that.
Shoot.
Like, what is he going to do?
I know.
Choreo for People would be so great. I would love to hear Moonlight. Like, that would be a fantastic song.
I think he could probably do Moonlight.
Yeah. I don't know what he is going to start and end with or, you know, anything he puts in between, but.
And also we can't ignore that there might be a potential of him coming out with another album before.
Exactly.
So there might be a D3 or whatever.
Exactly. Why would he go on tour?
I don't know.
Why would he go on tour and not release another album prior to this tour.
I mean, he has the music to do a tour without releasing another album, but the only thing I can't wrap my head around is, like, Jimin's just now about to release his album.
Right.
And we're getting a single from J-Hope. It just seems like a lot of music all at once if we also then get an Augusti album.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been times in the past where
BTS would be Suga, right? I guess I don't know.
Right. I mean, it would be a Suga album. I mean, it's a Suga / Augusti tour, but I know that, like, there's definitely been times in the past where BTS have announced a tour before the album is out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Before we have even a promo schedule or anything, we're just speculating, okay, they're going to come out with something before. We even bought tickets to Speak Yourself before they came out with Love Yourself Answer. Like, we bought tickets for that thinking it would be the same exact concert.
Yeah, we did.
And we did it anyways, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like we know he's going to release another album before enlisting. Why would he tour before releasing that album? Like, this tour is the opportunity to perform that music album.
Yeah. I know.
So, like, even then, like, everything we're talking about,
we're happy no matter what.
Right, we're happy no matter what. All of these songs he could maybe not perform because he's performing all of D3 or whatever. But I feel like he'll definitely perform songs from his past, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we got tickets on Wednesday by the time that this comes out.
We'll update you guys on socials.
Yes, yeah. Definitely check our socials to see when you're listening to this episode whether or not we got tickets and what dates we're going or what day we're going to. We won't be going to multiple dates, right. Although that'd be amazing if we could.
We could, but okay. Yes, we will.
Yes.
Let's talk about Jimin's face.
Mm-hmm.
And meaning not his beautiful, perfect, immaculate face.
Though we could talk for an hour about his face.
Definitely. But let's talk about Face, his upcoming solo album. So there were discussions online about Jimin's solo album possibly being released in March and then on February 21st. But Big Hit recently put out an official statement and trailer for the release of Jimin's Face. So this is a statement. Hello, this is Big Hit Music. BTS member Jimin will be releasing his first solo album, Face. Face is all about Jimin facing himself head on as he gets ready for his next step as a solo artist. Jimin will see the fans through various activities, including the Face release, so we ask for your continued interest and support for Jimin's first solo activity. So the pre-order date starts on 11 a.m. on February 22nd, and then the release date is at 1 p.m. on Friday, March 24th. So just about, you know, a month from now, under a month at this point, we're starting with promos very, very soon here. There will be a couple different album versions. There's the Invisible Face and the Undefinable Face. There's also Weverse exclusive versions of those albums. So if you're interested in the Weverse exclusive, I know that it comes with a special Weverse exclusive photo card. If you pre-ordered on the Weverse Global Shop specifically, you can enter to win a 1-minute video call with Jimin, of which there will be 70 winners total. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So yeah. It's like a raffle that you get put into.
Right.
1 minute, I don't know what I would even say. I told you, Kayla, I'm like, I bought it from the U.S. shop because I'm such a pussy. I was like, I can't, like, I don't know if I could talk to Park Jimin for a minute. Like, I don't know what I would say.
I would just, like, blubber incoherently. Yeah. And, like, he wouldn't understand a word that I said because I would not even be saying words, you know? So it would be a wasted minute, but at least I would see him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's true.
That'd be very cool. I'm excited to see, like, who wins once they win. Like, hopefully they do, like, screen recordings and, like, you know, we get to see them on Twitter or something of what those moments are like.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be curious to see how that ends up turning out. Like, if they could do that where they could record. I've seen other people from, like, other fandoms do video calls with their idols and they have recordings of it.
It's like the new fan sign.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So when the announcement was dropped for his album, there was also like a teaser that was put out and you could see this like water droplet coming down and you could see the ripples in the water from this water droplet. And then it kind of transitions into what appears to be like the cover of Face.
Right.
And so Face, I love the name face, just in general for an album. But you can see like those ripples. It also reminds me a little bit of those targets or those shields that we could see with Proof. Mm-hmm. Reminds me a little bit of that.
It makes me think of like the ripples in Singularity too, like the pool of Taeyang staring into his reflection in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, Kayla, yes.
Yes.
But also within those circles, it's going through the word face too. And you can see that it's like smeared, which makes it almost looks like one of those, like when you do like, it's not a stamp, but like really fancy, like envelopes.
Like embossing.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. Kinda it totally looks like that. Yeah.
I don't know. It's neat. It's very neat. I love the styling of it.
I love it too. And I think it totally like gives us so many clues about the vibe and the aesthetics of what we're going to get in this album. Like that Ripley effect, it's kind of like mysterious. And I think the themes where we can already speculate of being like facing your reflection and facing yourself, which we see like the little bit that we've heard so far, it seems like Jimin is really getting into like that raw side that he has not been able to show before, which I love because I know that J-Hope was really working to do that with Jack in the Box too, to show that raw kind of darker, edgier side that we hadn't seen before. And for this to be Jimin's opportunity to do that, I love that for him. I love to see.
I do too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, me too.
So there was also a release for the face promotion. So we got a promotion schedule. And for this, we already have the track list, so we'll talk about that here. But there's going to be like a Christmas Love and Promise official release, which is great to see some of his other works that's going to be officially put out. Like,
yeah,
an official
I love that
release
we can have those and, you know, like, yeah, let's stream them. Let's chart them.
Yeah. Then we're going to get some concept photos. We're going to get a mood photo. And then we have two different concepts. We have this hardware version, and then we have a software version. Super interesting. We're going to get like a poster. We'll get a music video teaser. We'll get a pre-release with like this like shorts version, the official music video. And then of course, at the very end, we're going to be getting the official music video along with the album.
Right.
And that's
so,
going to be on the 24th of March.
Not to jump ahead to the set list, but the pre-release track is Set Me Free Part 2. So that's what we're getting. After the concept photos, we're getting a pre-release. We're getting a Set Me Free Part 2 poster. We're getting a Set Me Free Part 2 official music video. A Set Me Free Part 2 music video shorts version. And that shorts version might not be like, I mean, it might be like a YouTube shorts version, like the video broken up into multiple parts. So like you could put it on TikTok or whatever. But like Set Me Free Part 2. Sorry to jump ahead.
No, I hadn't even realized that until just now.
I had not even realized until just now that that's what that
okay,
the
so there's
going
to be two music videos. There's going to be a pre-release track official music video, which is going to be Set Me Free Part 2. And then we'll end up getting an official music video teaser and the official music video for the main track, which is going to be Like crazy.
Yeah. And what's interesting about Like Crazy, I kind of really, really love what he's did here before we even heard it, but he has Like Crazy and then he has a Like Crazy English version. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to chart and stream both. Like we are going to like get Jimin to like fucking number one on Billboard with Like Crazy English version. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? That's going to be all over the radio.
I forgot where I saw it, but it's like a synth pop type of track is what I was gathering.
Perfection.
And that it's supposed to be like very contrast to like his very angelic voice, obviously.
Yeah.
So to me, that just sounds like an ultra hit.
Right.
And it's in English. Of course, it's going to be top chart on Billboard, like number one, like weeks on end. That's what I feel like. I feel that it's so intentional that there's an English version for it.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about this track list here. Six songs, which is that's an album, man. Like I was really shocked to kind of see six songs on it. So we have Face Off, Interlude Dive, Like Crazy, which is the main track, Alone, Set Me Free Part 2, and then, of course, the Like Crazy English version.
Yeah.
And lots, lots of P-Dawg production on this album.
P-Dawg on every song.
Every song.
There's also some Ghost Loop. There is...
I guess Yeah, no, Ghost sleeps on every song too.
Oh yeah, for sure. RM pops up there a couple times. Mm-hmm. Love to see it. Jimin is on all the songs. Mm-hmm. Somebody named Evan. We're gonna have to know who Evan is now.
Yeah.
And we'll
dive into Evan for our album review.
For sure, for sure. A couple other people on there, but love to see P-Dawg and Ghost Loop so prevalent here. And also love to see how small the team is on this album.
Yeah.
When those lengthy lists are lengthy, it's not as good. Also, what I love about this track list is at the top of it, they put... I don't know what to call them, but I think it's kind of like mood setters for the albums at the very top of this image, where it says circle of resonance, reflection of vulnerable minds and unexposed wounds. So that made me think of the album cover too, where it's kind of like circles around the face.
Yeah.
Reflection of vulnerable minds and unexposed wounds makes me think of like all of the things that Jimin has not shared with us or been able to share with us, those wounds that he has that we have no clue of yet. And then it says face the reflection of myself in an unfamiliar appearance, face of facing the deepest part of inner self. So I just feel like that is just Jimin purely telling us exactly what he's going to do here with these six songs.
Yeah.
Starting off with Face Off. I just love the idea of this, the title Face Off, like he's very
like
much exposing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interlude Dive. Like it's like Face Off is him getting into it, declaring it, and then this interlude dive of like really diving deep into himself and really facing and addressing these deeper wounds, these vulnerable thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we know that Like Crazy is going to be like this synth pop, like amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the title of Alone, like... I mean, it makes me think of RM's Lonely and how we thought that song was going to be like so sad and whatever. And then it actually is like this fun bop
right,
that we're hitting repeat on.
I'm fucking lonely.
Right. So is this going to be that kind of thing too?
Yeah.
Or is it really going to be more somber? And then, man, I was shocked to see Set Me Free Part 2 because that's you all know it's one of my absolute favorites from D2.
Yeah.
That song really touched me in such a deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And to think, I just... have this headcanon about Jimin and Yoongi sitting down and discussing the themes of Set Me Free and how Yoongi like is like, yes, you should use this title for your song because it fits it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, even if they're not going to sonically sound similar, just like Airplane Part 1 and Part 2 are not the same, I'm really excited for what he's cooked up here.
Yeah, there must have been a discussion between the two of them for him to have a Set Me Free Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bit shocked to not see Yoongi listed on here for production or lyrics at all, but surely these two have talked and I mean, we kind of talked about how Airplane was originally J-Hope's song and then there was an Airplane Part 2 that became a BTS song. This seems, this is like a little parallel here with BTS where they maybe I get the idea that Jimin must have like really resonated with Set Me Free and wanted that to be like, it spoke to him and that he could really want that for himself in terms of like diving into himself. I see this as like an outro.
Yeah.
Set Me Free Part 2 seems like the outro of the album just because the last
like
track
is
the English version of Like Crazy.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much to anticipate with that song.
Uh-huh.
And just, I mean, with this whole album, with this whole track list, even earlier we were just talking about just purely the vocals that we'll get to hear from Jimin and the range that we'll hear from him in this album.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Yeah, we were talking so much about his vocals, just fully getting to be on display for an entire album. I also was just thinking a lot about the bridge of Disease and how Jimin had written that part of the song and how iconic that bridge is and how stunning Jimin's vocals are. Also hearing how stunning his vocals are in Vibe. I just
the lower register and then the high notes. I mean, I think he can do so much and I think he's going to show it all off.
Oh, totally.
This is the time to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Also, really, in Big Hit's announcement, they had said, look forward to the other things that he's going to be doing. There's been talk about him doing, like, music shows or something. So, like, he might have stages for this.
Some comeback stages. Yeah,
some comeback stages if he doesn't have performances planned.
He's been pretty active in terms of being on, like, TikTok and doing some dances. He's also... what did he do recently? Oh, we've seen like a little bit of a behind face. Mm-hmm. So we believe that there might be like a documentary that's coming for it as well.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see that because, I mean, we're just about to get into it, but we just watched J-Hope's documentary for J-Hope in the Box, the documentary on Disney Plus. But really excited to see anything else that comes out with Jimin and with FaCE. And we will definitely be talking to Iconics about it as it comes out.
So stay tuned. We will be doing a full album review. Surely we'll talk about the music video and
of
all
course.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into J-Hope in the Box, the documentary.
Yeah.
So it was released on Disney Plus on February 17th in congruence with Hobie's birthday. What a wonderful way to celebrate his birthday month. We had not seen it when we had our Iconic Hangout, but the Iconics were just gushing over it at the Iconic Hangout. So we're like, we absolutely have to watch this together.
Right.
We just hadn't gotten around to it. So we finally watched it together.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. It felt like we were really living Hobie Palooza in a way.
Totally. It was like we love so many things about the documentary that we got details from that we did not expect. Like I don't know if I just hadn't seen the right trailers for this documentary, but I thought that it was just going to be him purely preparing for Hobie Palooza. I was not expecting to get so much behind the scenes from like the creation of the Jack in the Box album itself. And I got to say for me, like seeing J-Hope work so hard on the production of that album, like grinding day and night in his studio, looking grubby, like
he was grubby.
And like the coffee cups just piling up all around him. It was just very neat to see his musical process, especially knowing now like how phenomenally well the album turned out, how much we fucking love this music, to see how hard he was working, like the literal blood, sweat, and tears he put into the creation in the studio. I love to see that background info.
Me too.
So great.
You can tell that he was sitting in his studio for hours on end, so immersed in his work. I mean, I feel like that's how you end up getting into that really grubby state where you're wearing sweats. Like, I mean, you're just grinding. You can see him just grinding and being being a perfectionist with it and getting tedious about the little tiny details.
Yes. I mean, even just like the little ad libs that he was putting in there. It even looked at times that he was maybe sleeping, spending nights on his couch or at least napping on it. And we even saw him like canceling plans with people, like calling them and being like, nah, I gotta stay in the studio. You know, the grind. Like, I really respect that grind.
Yeah.
Amazing. It makes me so proud to love and support the music so much, to see how hard it was worked on. Also, just as he starts to prepare for Lollapalooza, the conversations that he's having with people to prepare the set list, I love to see how much he pondered which songs to include, almost the anguish over, you know, having to exclude songs or where to put songs in a set list, and how much, you know, if I put this song here, what is that going to mean? How is that going to come across? What is that going to be perceived as? What am I portraying here?
Yeah,
I mean,
like, I want to do songs I want to perform, but I also want to perform songs everyone will enjoy. Like, I mean, he thought heavily about it.
Yeah. I mean, and
I
of course
almost
he
felt
did.
Like I'm so speculating. This is just like opinion, no factual information here. But just like seeing him sitting in the room with all of those people going over what's on the set list, like I almost got the vibe from the other people that they were kind of like, this has been like, it seemed like it had been going on for a while. And J-Hope is just like in anguish over it. Like, what do I do? Which one do I go with? And they're all kind of like, we're here because you get to make the call,
right.
But we're here to support you. But they kind of looked exhausted and like, all right, well, let's maybe we're overthinking it here.
But I think he genuinely, in that moment, you could see
the passion.
He wanted their, I mean, he's sharing that passion. He wanted their feedback. He wanted their input. What do you think about this? Because, you know, I've got to come to a decision here. But for sure, that was a long meeting.
Yeah. And they were offering some good advice to him too.
I think
but
so too.
Like, you could tell, he just, pays so closely to the details. He cares so, so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how he becomes a perfectionist, is just the level of care and passion he has for what he creates. Right. Like, he wants it to be the best it can be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it was really neat to see him get away from this creation process too, because you could see just how hard he was working, how diligent he was being. And so in order to get away from that creation process, we got to see him go and visit his parents. And the Iconics really had talked about just like how wonderful it was for him to be able to share that with us. Like, you know, they do keep their personal lives very private, but he took us there because he wanted us to see kind of like that safe place for him, mm-hmm. Where he gets to be Jung Ho Sok and get away from being J-Hope of BTS. So it was just really sweet to see his parents' house, and inside it really looks like it's a shrine to their kids.
Amazing.
Because there's so much like Hosok and like his sister's photos, and
it's every surface.
Every surface. Yeah. And they're just so proud. You can see the pride, and it was just wonderful to be able to kind of hear him talk with his mom and him eating. He was talking about how like he eats the most when he's there at home. Mm-hmm. And his mom had made a comment of, if anyone in BTS needs to visit to gain some weight, like, they're welcome to eat a little bit more. They can come to J-Hope's mom's house. We also got a little shot of Mickey, which is so funny because there's this tiny little glimpse of his mom holding something in her arms. And like, if you're not really paying attention, it almost looks like a baby, but it's Mickey. She's carrying Mickey like a baby in her arms. It's so cute. But
so cute.
He's become this little geriatric dog. He's got like little cataracts, like a little grumpy little man, but he's so cute. He's so cute. And it's just nice to see J-Hope being with Mickey again.
Really nice to just see him at home with his parents. It felt like they were such a comfort to him. I mean, he, you could tell in the documentary, the way that they cut it, you know, they cut this moment in between all of the busyness of the preparation of not only the album, but also Lollapalooza. And to see him have this, you know, this place where he can really get away, and where, like you said, he can be Jung Ho Sok. He's not J-Hope there. And he really, like, it was talking to his parents, and you know, they may not live the life he lives, but they still are able to give him advice and give him comfort and feel, or make him feel like, yeah, I can go back and I can take care of this and get this done.
Yeah.
And that really felt like such a recharging time for him.
That's absolutely what it was. It was a time for him to recharge, a time for him to ground himself and, re-energize and step away from the hustle for a while.
I also loved, you talked about their house being a shrine to them, the massive rock in their backyard.
Oh my gosh,
That carved into it was the letters that said Hope World.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, that will be there for millennia and for all of time. People will come across, like, even when the house is gone, the rock will still be there and it'll say Hope World. Mm-hmm. People will be like, what was Hope World? And then they'll have to go discover it.
I think it's so wonderful that they live in the same hometown. They haven't moved. They're still in his hometown where he was born.
I know. And J-Hope commented on that too.
He said it felt strange to be there because he's lived in Seoul for so long. And he does make the comment at the end that he has to go back to being J-Hope. And his mom also makes the comment that he doesn't stay long enough, which I feel like is every mom.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It is like that moment where he says, time to be J-Hope again, you know.
It was a really peaceful time to see him there, though.
I like to see him wander the streets at night, too, in Gwangju. That was really
nice. He was getting nostalgic.
I know. I just love that he was able to have that moment. Like, nobody would know who he is just walking through the streets there, and he just, like, gets to re-explore his hometown. That was a great moment.
So after that, you know, we get this shot of him where he is putting together the launch party for Jack in the Box. And it really seemed like the planning of like a wedding reception is what I gathered. He was so particular with all of the little details, which I just love. You know, he was going through the different appetizers and food that would be served, going over table placements, how he was going to enter, how the night was going to progress. It just seemed very wedding reception-y, and I just loved that for him. I know that if I were to release an album or something, I would totally want to do something like this. It's just a strong moment of his pride and like him being able to share his music and his work with his friends and like be able to celebrate it in such a way. So I just think it was cool that we got to see him create, you know, basically plan out this launch party. Yeah. Like, it's one thing to see him work on the album and get ready for a concert, but to see even just the behind the scenes for planning the launch party.
Right. I mean, we remember seeing the launch party take place, and we commented on the time, oh, how cool that he's having a launch party. Mm-hmm. Look at all these, you know, people in industry that are there. That's so awesome that he's getting that support. And then to see the behind the scenes of he's literally in it, planning out every single detail. Like, he does not have to plan out.
He didn't hire someone to do it.
Right. So a party planner could definitely pick out the furniture, uh-huh, right? But he's like, no, I want this and I want it here. And like, he's planning out the minute details of it. And I love that, like, the listening party itself was almost a performance in its own right. Like, mm-hmm, he had really thought about every element, you know, in the process of the night. And we also got to see him at the party just being a wonderful host, making his way around, talking to everybody.
He talked to everyone. Yeah. He greeted everyone. It was so wonderful to see. Like, he just is such a cool person. Mm-hmm. Like, just like humble, nice, approachable, friendly, kind, but also like this mega icon star who is releasing an album and is having this like super luxurious party, right, at Hybe. But he just seems so down to earth.
Right. Like just, even though he's this mega icon star having this huge luxurious party, it's like at the same time, he is just this great guy who's like, hey friends, here, I made this thing.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy it together. And then he's making sure everybody is having the best time enjoying it. Like, it is just amazing to, mm-hmm, see who he is as an individual, as well as the incredible art that he makes here. Loved it. Loved the launch party. Then in the documentary, of course, we see him preparing for Lollapalooza. And I love the way that they cut it, where you would see like the little moments of him preparing for the song, and then we get to see the performance. Mm-hmm. So we get to a moment where he's talking about how he's feeling very lonely. He's walking around Chicago. It's like maybe a day or two before actually the performance. And he talks about how Jimin is going to come and see him. So Jimin swoops in, you know, saves the day. We know, we know, of course. But I just love seeing the energy change in J-Hope. Like, prior to Jimin's arrival, he was very down. He was even like going out to get like ice cream and was like walking around. It was nice weather. It was a gorgeous day. You know, he was not enjoying it.
No.
He was not.
And he was looking forward to Jimin, though. Like, definitely. It's almost like that was getting him through it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the first time that they're there, just seeing them embrace, seeing just like the immediate comfort that they share, mm-hmm, that, you know, J-Hope felt relieved by Jimin's presence.
Yeah.
I just loved it. I'd love to see this love and support there.
Me too. This J-Hope, we really feel the love for the J-Hope now and just how strong of a friendship they have.
Yeah.
But I also really appreciate how Jimin, not for a second did he ever try to take away the spotlight. Like, of course he would never do that, but he made sure that J-Hope was the focus, you know? Like, there was a shot of him where they were walking out and people were cheering and Jimin is pointing to J-Hope. Like, all these cheers are for him. It's not for me. It's not for us. It's for him.
Right.
You know, I just noticed little stuff like that from Jimin.
He's there to support.
He's there to support. And also even the shot where we have Becky G, there's been a lot of play around this, a lot of just like joking around how Jimin's just off to the side, kind of awkwardly standing there, like at
like
at
looking
one point
off in the distance.
Yeah, like hands on his hips, looking off in the distance, puts on like some shades, you know, like kind of like becoming a wallflower on the wall, you know, like it's just so funny. But I think he just didn't want to take away any attention, or, you know, like this is a moment between Becky G and Hoseok, and Jimin was like, I'm here, but I'm not like,
it's not about me.
It's not about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. J-Hope being Jimin's biggest fan.
Yes.
Or, sorry, no.
It goes both ways.
I guess it works. But Jimin being J-Hope's biggest fan, like, mm-hmm, flying across the world and then like cheering him on for the entire concert too. Just amazing. Amazing, mm-hmm, to see it here again.
Yeah.
J-Hope, all the love.
Yes.
overall, I feel like it was just really cool to relive the concert moments mm-hmm. of Hobiepalooza, especially as we can place ourselves in the crowd, remember where we were, what we were feeling during that song, in contrast to seeing the, you know, hard work and preparation that went into his actual performance there now in the documentary. So it was just really cool to see it here now in hindsight.
Yeah. And the passion is so clear with how closely he paid attention to the detail and worked so diligently on all aspects of Jack in the Box. It became very clear that it's fueled by his evident passion and excitement for his solo music. Yeah. So just thank you, J-Hope, for the documentary and for giving us such deep insight into your work process and even how you decompress and those vulnerable moments too. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having the foresight to make the documentary as you were going through this process and then sharing it with us. Very great. Mm-hmm. Now on to more J-Hope news, which is recently it was announced that he will be enlisting soon through a Big Hit announcement. Mm-hmm. So this says, hello, this is Big Hit Music. We would like to inform our fans that J-Hope has initiated the military enlistment process by applying for the termination of his enlistment postponement. We will inform you of further updates in due course. We ask you for your continued love and support for J-Hope until he completes his military service and safely returns. Our company will spare no effort in providing support for our artist. Thank you. So we know that he will be enlisting soon. We don't know any dates yet. We do know that that postponement that he's been on so far will be coming to an end. And that's his, you know, his choice that he's ready to go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But prior to enlistment, this thing that we can look forward to is that he is releasing another song. He will be releasing a solo, and it was called On the Street.
On the Street, which, a single.
What a great, a single solo. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be coming out on Friday, March 3rd. So literally, like, if you're listening to this episode, the day it comes out, tomorrow, this song comes out. can you believe?
I know. I was really shocked. At first, all I was thinking about was, oh my gosh, J-Hope, enlistment. Like, that's all I could think about. Right. And you had messaged it to me. And so I finally got online and started seeing what was going on. And then all of a sudden, this On the Street pops up. J-Hope single. I'm like, what? Just kind of shocking.
Right.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. But yeah, right. It's like literally this weekend. Like, they announced it a week before it came out.
I know. But I mean, it definitely softened the blow of enlistment. And mostly, like, I'm just feeling so grateful to J-Hope for, like, how hard he works. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I feel like he has been doing everything for ARMY since Festa last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, he really carried us through the summer with Jack in the Box, mm-hmm. going to Hobiepalooza, incredible.
Right.
And with this Jack in the Box documentary, just even more content. And now here with another
single.
He's going
to give us one more song before he enlists.
Yeah. Like, how hard he works.
He's so giving.
Yeah. I love that. And also the title, On the Street, it makes me think about, I mean, very first J-Hope content ever mm-hmm. is Hope on the Street. The mm-hmm. first solo work that he ever did was posting YouTube videos, Hope on the Street, of him freestyle dancing mm-hmm. in their tiny little, like, Big Hit Entertainment dance practice room.
Yeah.
And now, like, the last thing he gives us before enlistment is On the Street. Wow. I just think, how full circle.
Full circle. Yeah.
I am so excited for whatever this is, and we only have to wait a couple days for it.
I know. So we're for sure going to be talking about it on the podcast. We think we're going to have to do, like, a mini-sode.
Yeah. Mini-money next week.
Oh, mini-money. Yes.
Next week. Yeah, we will not be able to wait like another 2 weeks to talk about it.
And we'll also
have
to talk about whether or not we got tickets.
Yeah, so we'll update you guys ASAP.
Yeah.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
lots to look forward to. Lots happening with BTS. I feel that ever since the new year started, like, I have been craving music because I'm just ridiculous. I'm like, Kayla, I have nothing to look forward to.
It's been daily. Daily, you've been being like, my life is ending. I'm in despair.
What do I listen to at the gym? Yeah. So lots to come here shortly.
So much to look forward to. Yeah. Jimin's face, Yoongi's tour, J-Hope's single On the Street. And obviously, I feel like there's going to be so much more to look forward to after that, too. So cannot wait. We'll definitely be in contact with you all to talk about it. We do want to thank our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, Holly, and Sophia. Thank you guys so much for all of your support. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Write us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen, really.
Yeah.
It means so much. And also, whenever people see our podcast and they see your reviews, they trust you more than like a random episode description. So they're going to see your review and be like, maybe I'll check them out. So that means a lot to us if you take that moment to write us a review. And also reach out to us. Let us know what you're thinking about. Are you going to go to the Augusty tour? Let us know if we can meet up. Let us know your thoughts on Face and on everything going on with Hobie, too. You can always DM us on Instagram or on Twitter, or send us an email as well. And of course, you can find links for all of those things, as well as Trades of Hope, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.